All right, let us go back east to Barry Bloom of Forbes magazine, Forbes.com. Barry, a regular with us. Barry, how are you?
I'm great, Marty. How are you?
Very good on this Saturday here. You are back in New York, and I did a little tease before you came on about Jacob DeGrom, and maybe the best pitcher with the fewest wins in baseball. Jacob DeGrom goes out there every game, gives up a run or two, and he can't get a win for the Mets. What's your take on Jacob DeGrom? Will he be a Met next year?
Yeah, he's going to be a Met next year. I mean, they've got him tied up really at, I think I had written it before the trade deadline. He's like making $7.9 million, and he's got two more years of arbitration before he even goes to free agency. So, I mean, there's no reason why they would trade him, especially with, you know, you have Mats, you've got Wheeler. You know, Mats is having more elbow problems. You know, they've got Syndergaard. The toughest thing to get in baseball, as you know, and the Giants have been looking for it all year, is, and so the Yankees, is better starting pitching. And so that's what the Mets have, and they don't have anything coming from the system to replace these guys. And even though the Mets are champs at like creating holes by trading guys away, I just don't think any of these guys are going away. I mean, if I looked at it, I think the Mets have scored 13 runs in DeGrom's six losses. Yeah, it's tough, but that's kind of year they're having.
1.85 earned run average. Jacob DeGrom, can he win the Cy Young? Can that happen?
No, I don't think so. Not with the, even though he's got a great ERA, I mean, he's sort of the poster boy now for all the people in baseball who believe that the win is not a credible statistic for a pitcher anymore to measure how they do. But I think, you know, 13 wins. I think Felix Hernandez won with 13 wins. Lincecum won once with 16 wins. You know, I don't think anybody's winning with five or six wins.
Boy, now that would be interesting. Barry Bloom with us, Forbes.com. That'd be an interesting column for you to write and for our show. How many wins would you need to be considered? Because truthfully, every time this guy goes out, now look, Scherzer's outstanding as well. There are a couple of other pitchers in the league who are, you know, really throwing the ball really well. But, you know, this guy's right up there. I would think I mean, if I'm a voter, I would seriously consider voting for him, even though he doesn't have a lot of wins. I guess I'll leave it at that.
It'll be interesting to see because it depends on what the voting group is. But the younger, more analytic writers, if they have Cy Young votes, they may very well cast some votes high up for DeGrom.
Boy, interesting. All right, you were in Cooperstown last weekend. Just your general reaction to being in the beautiful heaven of baseball. What was it like?
Well, you know, it was my 17th induction ceremony, and everyone is always unique. It was a beautiful day up there. It seems that with climate change, the weather in Cooperstown during the summers have really changed. You know, we had some tough 90-degree days in the sun there for the ceremony, and this year it was in the 70s. And I think, as you know, Trevor said in his speech, you know, and afterwards, you know, that gave the fans some San Diego weather, and it really was a gorgeous day, and you couldn't have had six nicer guys go into the hall at the same time. I mean, every one of them had their impact. You know, I don't think it was like the greatest group, you know, players all time to go into the hall. You know, you had your standouts, Hoffman with the 601 saves, National League record. Chipper Jones was the second number one draft pick in history to go into the hall after Junior Griffin. You know, that took like 30, 40 years for it to happen. And Vladdy Guerrero.
Whoop, did we lose Barry there? There, you cut out there for a second. You after Junior Griffey, we lost you there for a second.
I said, and then Vladdy Guerrero, the second and third Dominican player in, and the first offensive player in. You know that. You know, this was really a terrific class. Plus, obviously, Tomei 600 home runs and the impact he had everywhere he played. So it was a great group of guys. There was nothing controversial about it. Everybody made their speeches, essentially thanking everybody, and going through their history. It was just a nice day.
Very good, very good, very special. It is the Valhalla of baseball, it really is. All right, I'm going to give you five names for 2019. You tell me if they're going in or not. Mariano Rivera.
Yes.
Edgar Martinez.
Possibly.
Mike Mussina.
No.
Roy Halladay.
Possibly.
Andy Pettit.
Probably not.
Okay. Well, those are some of the leading candidates for next year, I guess. So you've got Rivera as a slam dunk. And who's your other? Edgar's a possibility?
Yeah. Edgar has to make up 20 votes. He fell 20 short this year. I think that's a lot of votes to make up on one ballot. It's his last year on the ballot. You know, there's still a group of people who won't vote for him because he was a DH, and I think you have to get over that. That's a position that's been codified in Major League Baseball since 1973. I mean, get over it. It's a position. So, I mean, but some people don't vote for him because he wasn't a two-way player. You know, I think that's crazy. But, you know, I'll get Edgar to vote. And of the people you said, you know, that you gave on the list, I'm probably going to vote for all of them. You know, I think all of them should be in. Halladay, to me, is a bubble guy, but when you look at all of his stats, his perfect game, he's the second guy in history to pitch a postseason no-hitter. You know, he's the last guy who really completed any sizable amount of games. You know, he doesn't have a lot of wins. You get back to the win situation and how you get people into the Hall of Fame, which I think is a bigger problem than the yearly awards. You know, and I've written a lot about that, too. So, you know, and I'll vote for Pettit. I'll vote for Viscal again. I'll vote for, you know, everybody you gave me on the list. Those five I will vote for, you know, on my ballot, including, you know, Bonds and Clemens. I think I went over it already. I have one spot on the ballot that's free already, looking at the whole thing. And I'll vote for Mussina, too. I think Mussina should be it.
All right, very good. Barry Bloom with us. Always interesting to have Barry on. You can read him, Forbes.com. Where else are you writing these days? There's something else you were writing, wasn't there?
Yeah, there's a site at Arizona State called Global Sport Matters, which is a department that was started with Adidas and Arizona State to look over general issues in sports and give them, you know, really an aggressive, thorough look from sociological, psychological approach. And I'm writing a piece, a really long piece a month for them, which is good. It's kind of like the old magazine takeout. My next one coming up next week is on this whole controversy on whether the ball was juiced or not and what Major League Baseball is trying to do to rectify inconsistencies in the way it's produced.
Oh, very good. Hey, let's leave it with this. I know you're in New York, and there's a lot going on with the New York Yankees and the Red Sox today. Red Sox winning again, at least partial score right now. 7.5 back for the Yankees. And, of course, there's all sorts of criticism of Aaron Boone's management. Severino was not great last night. Judge is out. What is the take in New York about the Yankees and the Red Sox?
Well, I mean, as you can well imagine, among Yankee fans, there's, you know, a lot of ennui about the way the Yankees are playing. And it really, it was set up, and I wrote a column on this in April. You know, they decided they were going to duck below the salary cap threshold, much like the Giants did. They didn't go out and flesh out the pitching staff and starting pitching staff until the trade deadline. By then, you know, you're sending guys like Sonny Gray out there for multiple starts, and you're losing multiple starts to inferior teams because you're throwing an inferior pitcher out there. And the Yankees have enough money that they can go out and they could do better than they did putting a team together. You're relying on two rookie infielders. You know, Judge is their best player by far. He's the most consistent. He had a tremendous July. He's become a much better hitter. And then to lose him, you know, the day basically you're making the trades, it's kind of like, you know, really the baseball gods giveth and the baseball guys taketh away. And the Red Sox are just solid. You know, they've been playing great. the Yankees had played well against them earlier in the year. And you mentioned Boone. You know, he's terrible. I mean, I don't know what they thought they were doing to get rid of a competent manager like Girardi and get a guy like Boone because they thought he was going to be a better communicator in the clubhouse. He doesn't know how to manage a game. I don't know how many times I've watched him leave CeCe in a game, one pitch too many, one batter too many, and they wind up blowing the game. And this is with a team with 63, 64 wins we're talking about here. So, you know, they're going to be destined, if they make it, for the wild card game, and they're going to go up against a tough team with either Seattle or the A's in that game, and they could very well lose that game.
Mm. Boy, that would be something. Hey, great to have you on as always. Good report. We'll look forward to talking to you next weekend, Barry.
Well, I'll be there next weekend. So we'll be able to do this live.
Ah, that's correct. One of Barry Bloom's rare live appearances on the show for the Barry Bonds number retirement is Saturday, August 11th. So you'll be with us either Saturday or Sunday of next weekend.
Or both if you want me.
Well, we'll discuss that. We don't want to overexpose you here. Welcome anytime. I look forward to seeing you next weekend.
All right. Well, thanks as always for having me on.
All right. Thanks. That's Barry Bloom. Very good.